They halted about the door of the mortuary chapel. Mr. Bloom stood behind the boy with the wreath, looking down at his sleek, combed hair and the slender furrowed neck inside his brand new collar. Poor boy. Was he there when the father? Both unconscious. Lighten up at the last moment and recognize for the last time. All he might have done. I owe 3 shillings to O'Grady. Would he understand? The mutes bore the coffin into the chapel. Which end is his head? After a moment, he followed the others in, blinking in the screened light. The coffin lay on its bier before the chancel, 4 tall yellow candles at its corners. Always in front of us. Corny Kelleher, laying a wreath at each forecorner, beckoned to the boy to kneel. The mourners knelt here and there in praying desks. Mr. Bloom stood behind, near the font, and when all had knelt, dropped carefully his unfolded newspaper from his pocket and knelt his right knee upon it. He fitted his black hat gently on his left knee, and holding its brim, bent over piously. A server bearing a brass bucket with something in it came out through a door. The white-smocked priest came after him, tidying his stole with one hand, balancing with the other a little book against his toad's belly. "Who'll read the book?" "I," said the rook. They halted at the bier, and the priest began to read out of his book with a fluent croak. "Father Coffey! I knew his name was like a coffin. Bully about the muzzle, he looks. Bosses the show. Muscular Christian. Woe betide anyone that looks crooked at him. Priest, thou art Peter. Burst sideways like a sheep in clover, Daedalus says he will. With a belly on him like a poisoned pup. Most amusing expressions the man finds. Burst sideways. Makes them feel more important to be prayed over in Latin. Requiem Mass. Crape Weepers. Blackened note paper. Your name on the altar list. Chilly place, this. Want to feed well. Sitting in there all the morning in the gloom, kicking his heels, waiting for the next please. Eyes of a toad, too. What swells him up that way? Molly gets swelled after cabbage. Air of the place, maybe. Looks full of bad gas. Must be an infernal lot of bad gas round the place. Butchers, for instance. They get, like, raw beefsteaks. Who is telling me? Mervyn Brown, down in the vaults of St. Werburgh's, lovely old organ, 150. They have to bore a hole in the coffin sometimes to let out the bad gas and burn it. Out it rushes, blue. One whiff of that and you're a goner. My kneecap is hurting me. Ow! That's better.